Mr. Rosenbaum's
Binyamin Ben
Avraham Tzvi. Avraham Tzvi, may his neshama have an aliyah. May the living be from Le'ilui Nishmasai. Okay, today I want to talk about, again, the topic of Ma'ariv. This week's parasha, we learn about the inyan of davening Tzfilas Arvis. Tzfilas Ma'ariv. Ayifka ba'mokoyim ba'yolon sham ba'laylahu. Yaakov Avinu, he travels to Beisel, and then he discovers the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, how could it be that I did not stop to daven? And he, immediately the sun sets, and he davens, Vayifka b'mokam, he's misfollowed that location, from this place that Yaakov was misakin, Tzfilas Ma'ariv. Now, let's go to our Tzfilas Ma'ariv. Our Tzfilas Ma'ariv, here in Chutz Li'aretz, Tosfos mentions this as well, in Bavel, we elaborate. We have four brachas. Before we dive, the ikar part of Ma'ariv is the tefillah is Shmona Esrei, where you communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu when you dive in the 18 brachas. But before we recite Shmona Esrei, we say Kriya Shema, and you just can't say Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema has to be sandwiched with the brachas. Two brachos before and two brachos after. This is not like Shacharis. Shacharis, we have two brachos before and one brach after. Shacharis, we have Yotzar, and we have Ahava Rabba, and then after we finish Kriya Shema, we have the bracha of Goal Yisrael. Three brachos. But Ma'ariv has four brachos. The Kriya Shema has to be packaged, well packaged. And then we go into the Shmona Esrei. Now let's go back to Shacharis. Shacharis, we know there's a very big hakpada that when you finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, you are not allowed to be mafsik. Why not? If you soimech geula litzfila, redemption must be juxtaposed to prayer. Why is geula litzfila? So there are different interpretations of what this means. Probably the most popular interpretation comes from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina was a rishon, and he explains the longest of the Gemara is what happened when Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. It wasn't just the redemption. It was when the whole redemption was accompanied with faith. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael and said to Klal Yisrael that ki pokad Hashem esama, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has remembered, pokod pokadati, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has remembered you. So how did the Jewish people react to Moshe Rabbeinu's message? Vayamein ha'am. The people had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayar Yitzhol Esayod HaGdol Asher Os HaShem B'Mitzrayim Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdo. Rabbeinu Yonah explains it's not so much the redemption that's important to juxtapose to tefillah. It's what we're really trying to allude to is the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that accompanied redemption. That emuna is critical for tefillah. If you're going to dive into Hashem and you're not going to have faith that He can help you, I don't believe, Baruch Shalom, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, you made a nice world, but listen, what have you done for me lately? What can you do for me?
What will you do?
Nothing! You can't do anything. You can't do anything, so listen, I'll just read the prayers. Then the prayer is not worth anything. The only way the prayer will be meaningful is if you have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He can help you, that He can do something from you. So geula is the emuna that accompanies the geula is what we need as a prerequisite for the Shmona Esrei. So we all are very well familiar. When it comes to Shacharis, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, we don't answer Amen. You're not allowed to answer Amen, and that is why the proper thing to do is the different minhagim. Some have a minhag where the Shliach Tziba says it low. Baruch Atah Hashem, the volume goes down. That's not really the proper thing. The better thing to do is that the Shliach Tzibur should say it loud, and the Tzibur should say it together with Baruch Atah Hashem Goal. So that's the proper thing to do. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's what Nusach Ashkenaz, primarily, that's the better thing to do. Everyone should say it loud together with the Shliach Tzibur, so you hear him say Goal Yisrael, and you all say...
Everyone finishes the same.
Okay, that's the problem. So that's your problem. That's the problem of the latecomers. We don't have to, you don't have to create a worry about the people who are start late. That's not the way the shula is set up. The shula is set up for the people that come on time. Not that's their problem.
No, they say omen.
That's okay. Then no, they should. If they're middle of, if they're middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema, they're not allowed. So they don't say amen. Okay. So this is what's called being soimech geula litfila. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. Can you say Yalav Yavo? Absolutely not. You can give a clap. You can't be mafsik, but you're not allowed to say Yalav Yavo because you're not allowed to break between the geula litfila. Okay. Here comes the question we're going to deal with. We're going to deal. Everything I'm telling you today comes from Rabbi Toledano Sefer. I mean, this is a masterpiece. I came across this yesterday, searching high and low to find something to say today. Chaste Hashem, I came across this piece in Sefer Mital Hashemayim. Rav Toledano is the son-in-law of Mordechai Yitzhak. Toledano is the son-in-law of Rav Avadi Yosef Zechat Tzadik Levracha. He has four volumes. That basically, Shiurim, he gives given on the Parsha, that he connects a Halach into the Parsha. This comes from one of the four volumes in Parshas, this Parsha Kisisa, I think. Okay, it talks about Ma'ariv, and he has really, this is fascinating, fascinating stuff. Question is, let's go to the videotape. Let's go to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv. We have four brachas. Baruch Ato Hashem, we have Goal, we say the bracha, Goal Yisrael. Not so fast. We're not getting with Gula, right? Soimech Gula L'Tvila. No, not so fast. Not so fast. Hashkiveinu. We first want to say another bracha. Fourth bracha. Hashkiveinu. What are you talking about, Hashkiveinu? Soimech Gula L'Tvila. Let's get to business. Okay, so we have the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara says, Hashkiveinu Gula Arichta. It's an extension of Gula. Goal, so why wasn't that good enough for going to Shachris? So we should say Hashkiveinu in the morning. People at night, they're very tired. You want to have another bracha, say in the morning. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. We'll come to that in a moment. All right, fine. We'll give you some leeway. We'll say God is Shal. Okay, what else do you do? Oh, Baruch Hashem, Li'olam Amen, Li'amen. A long Gansa Pilpul, Gansa Megillah. Okay? Oh, what about being Semech Gula Litzvila? Whatever happened. All right, we have to find a solution. Then we have a bracha, Yireinenu. That's another addition. It's also a hefsek. And then the worst thing is Kaddish. What in the world is Kaddish doing here? Kaddish doesn't belong. And this is mamash, the ultimate hefsek between Gula Tfila. What in the world is going on? Now, to make matters worse, let's go to Shabbos. Shabbos, all right. We get away with it. We don't say Baruch Hashem Li Olam Amin V'Yamin. By the way, what's the reason we don't say? But what do we say? V'Shamru V'Nei Yisrael. What in the world is the Shamru doing? This is a hefsek. Hefsek. What?
The
Gra doesn't say it. What about Yom Tif? We're talking about mainstream Judaism here. We're not talking about shuls that don't say it. Okay, mainstream. Everyone here probably dives in the shul. They say, what about Rosh Hashanah? Tiku b'chodesh shofar. That again. What about Yom Kippur? Ki b'yom hazayich ha'elechem tarisun l'fnei Hashem mikol chatos techem l'fnei Hashem v'taru. So what in the world is going on? This is a clear violation of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gula Litzvila, what in the world is going on? Okay, these are the issues. Okay, another issue. Lamdash Shaila. This is really his focus. Let's say it's Shabbos Yom Tov. Pesach Shachal Yes B'Shabbos. What are you going to do before they say Yiskadal Yiskadash? You're going to say first Vishamru, then you're going to say Vayedaber, because Tadir Vishayne Tadir Koydem. Let's say you make a mistake. Let's say you say Vayidaber Hashem Esmoyde Hashem Obnei Yisrael. Vayidaber Moshe Esmoyde Hashem Obnei Yisrael. Can you now say Vishem? Can you go out of order? Why not? Right? Well, you think why not? We'll see. Not so simple. Can you go out of order? Can you say first Vayidaber Moshe and then say Vishem Obnei Yisrael? These are what? Shabbos is also a Moshe, but it's not established for Shabbos. Shabbos is having this miyuchet for Shabbos. Shamu, can you go out of order? So this is really the main question. It deals with, opens up all of these issues. Okay, so to answer all these issues, I can't do this justice because there's a ton of stuff. But let's just go through some of the answers to this question. First of all, whoever told you that Ma'ariv, we are makbid on being soimech geula l'tzila by Ma'ariv? According to many opinions, many Rishonim, I can't remember all the names. A lot of names. They have to. I just want to bring out the issues. I can't structure it in a proper way, but just to bring out the issues. Whoever said that we're makbid on being soimech geula letzila by ma'arif, maybe the inyan of, and this is the major opinion in the Rishonim, we're not makbid. This only geula, this concept that is presented in the Gemara, the Samach geula tila, is only true lahalacha when it comes to shachris, because shachris is a choiva. The tila of shachris is an obligation. You have no way out. Ma'ariv is a rishus. Now, don't abuse that term. We're makbid bismanazet davar ma'ariv, but me'ikar hadin. When the ma'ariv began originally, ma'ariv was not established as an obligation. If you want to daven ma'ariv, kol hakavod. You don't want to daven ma'ariv, don't daven ma'ariv. So the koyach of tefillah of ma'ariv is weak. So you know what? One of the ways that the weakness is expressed is we're not so makbid that it has to be attached to geula. Yeah, baruch atah Hashem, goal Yisrael. You can take a break. Time out. Check your emails. Check your texts. You should have nuchas hanefesh before you go into Shemona Esrei, and no one sent you a text. Take a break. Melo, we can say Hashkiveinu, and we can say Baruch Hashem Liolam, we can make the Chasima, and we can say Kaddish. That's the real big child, the real, you can say Kaddish. This is one Mahalach. But not everyone is so happy with that. Many places can hold that, no, that's not so. There is an Ein of Gula Tzvila, even when it comes to Ma'arif. And indeed, Hashkiveinu, the Gemara says Hashkiveinu is Tzvila. Now let's go right away in this moment, discuss this topic of why B'chal we say Hashkiveinu. This is a side point, but it opens up a more important issue. Why do we say Hashkiveinu at Ma'ariv? We don't say Hashkiveinu during the day. The answer is, what happened at the time of Gula? We are Soimech Geula Litzvila. Let's discuss the Geula, the original Geula. We were in Egypt, and Hashem said, V'avarti b'eretz mitzrayim b'alayla hazeh. I'm going to come to redeem you. Hashem posech ala Pesach. He's going to skip over all the Jewish homes. He's going to spare all the firstborns. The Medrash says that all of the firstborns were petrified. They heard next door their Egyptian firstborn is dead. The Mashchis has been given free rein. Keva and Shnidin Rishus LaMashchis. Once the Mashchis was given Rishus to kill, he's not Mavchin being Tzadik L'Rosh. Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself intervened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure I'm not going to go take the life of any Jewish person. But it was an enormous pachat. And at Chatzai Slayla, all of the Jewish people were sitting and davening. This is what it says in the Medrash. They were being mispalel v'hoser sotan milafoneinu me'achareinu, exactly what it says in the Hashkiveinu. Ufroi soleinu sukash lo mecha v'sakneinu b'yitzel v'hoshin l'man shemecha sevas v'hogein ba'adeinu v'hoser me'oleinu oyev devev. This mamash the nuschos. This was part of the actual geula. In the morning, was Saimech Gula Litzvila, but we're not reliving it. Because the Gula did not take place in the morning. The Gula took place Chatzos Laila. That was the moment when the firstborns were killed and when the power gave Rishus. You can leave. That was the moment of Gula. So it was an amazing Issa which comes out. The Smichas Gula Litzvila at night, in one regard, in one respect, is even greater than the Inyan of being Saimech Gula Litzvila by Shachris. Because being Soimech Gula Tzvila by Shachris is just a Zecher. Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Ma'ariv, you're reenacting it. You are reliving, your mamash reliving the Geula. We're living the Geula at night because it's nighttime. It's Chatzos Laila, and we're afraid. And we say, so it's mamish geula arichta. It's an extension of the geula. This is the yisur that he brings out over here in the sefer. It's a very, very powerful yisur. And indeed, bizman hazeh, you can argue, Rav David Feinstein actually said this. You told me this by after 9/11, bizman hazeh, what is probably the most relevant bracha for us, bizman hazeh, living iksudim shicha? The most relevant bracha for Galus is Hashkiveinu. There is no greater bracha in all of the Nusach HaTfilah that applies to us in this generation than Hashkiveinu. We live in a very dangerous world. Extremely, unfortunately, we all know too well what a dangerous world we live in. And what do we need? We need to be Mechavein Hashkiveinu. Rabbi Mayevsky told me that. What?
Said to say
it slowly. After 9/11, Rav David Feinstein was asked to speak in the Lower East Side to the community. The Lower East Side is right near Ground Zero. Mamish, you can see it. You can mamish see Ground Zero from MTJ, Kamat. And what did he say? God, he spoke for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes, and he said, Rabbi Yisai, when you say the bracha Hashkiveinu, say it slowly and say it with Kavana. There's nothing more relevant for us in our generation because we are holding in Geula. Ikvus of the Mashiach, we need gulas accompanied by the Chevle Leda. The Chevle Leda, we need this tefillah to get us through. It's mamash a chelik of the gula, it's gula arichta. Truth kemashmo. Okay, that's one yisod. Now, let's go to the next yisod. Now, why bechlal do we say Baruch Hashem Nilam Amen V'Yamin? What's the primary reason why we say Baruch Hashem Nilam Amen V'Yamin? Because latecomers. Latecomers, people come late to shul, so we want to give them a delay. We want a stall tactic.
Chance to catch up.
How many shemos are there in Baruch Hashem Yelam Amin V'Yamin? There are 18 shemos. Okay, if you count Hashem's name, I once saw a man when I was little having Ma'arif. After I had Ma'arif, they put a lot of prayer. All the places they put pressure. Faster. The most pressure I had during that year of davening was Baruch Hashem Yelam Amin V'Yamin. Okay, that is, I couldn't say it fast enough. Okay, no matter where I daven. That's how they are, wherever you daven. This the most intense, and I can't say it, so I just mumble it through, or I skip half the psukim, whatever I do. So a Hasidish fellow comes up to me one day, and he says to me, he's just a guest, he has no power, and he says to me, you say Baruch Hashem Elam way too fast. He was right, and that's my choice. He says to me, Hashem's name is 18 times. Every time you say Hashem's name, you have to say with Kavana, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to say properly 18 times. You can't say Hashem's name so fast 18 times. You have to slow down a little bit. It's not just Tami rattling off V'yitin L'cham B'tzai Shabbos. 18 times, you got to say it. Why tak are there 18 times? So Chazal say this, Tais talks about this, because Kenega the 18 edition of the Brachas. So he says here an incredible Yisait, an unbelievable Yisait. He says, it used to tak be, in ancient times, Tzilas Ma'ariv is a Rishus. Ma'ariv is a Rishus. You don't have to have a Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is only for the aristocrats. Chashuvim. They have the luxury of saying Ma'ariv. The average fellow doesn't have a Ma'ariv. But the average fellow has to say Kriya Shema. No excuse, no matter who you are. That's not a Rishus. Uveshach v'cha, uvekumecha. When you lie down, you have to take it. And when you say Kriya Shema, you have to have the brachas. You have to say two brachas before, two brachas, birchas Kriya Shema. There's no excuse. That's a choiva. Being is unbelievable. Being, then Ma'ariv was originally a Rishus. But Chazal very much wanted that people should daven to some degree, and once you're davening, you should be Samech Gula Litzvila. Baruch Hashem Li Olam Amen Vi Amen is the Shemona Esrei. It is the Shemona Esrei, and there's no break, and there's no Kaddish in between Hashkiveinu, and there's no Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Indeed, that is the smichas geula l'tfila. Unbelievable chiddush. So Ma'ariv, you have the real deal. Ma'ariv, you have the geula, the full complement of geula, where you reenact geula with hashkiveinu, and then tfilas ma'ariv. Forget about the tfila. That's not a real tfila. Because you don't have to daven Ma'ariv at all to get the Amida. But once already you said Goal Yisrael, you said Hashkiveinu, what a shame. What a shame to let this opportunity to go to waste. I said Kriya Shema, I made a bracha of Geula, and now is a good time to be Mispal Ma'ariv, but not everyone can get up and daven Ma'ariv properly with Oim Lifnei HaMelech, it's only Rishus, but at least have a token fulfillment of Ma'arif. The token fulfillment of Ma'arif is to say 18 psukim with the 18 Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu to correspond to the 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei, which will be a me'ein, a dugma of Shmona Esrei. And indeed, there is no hefsik whatsoever between Hashkiveinu, the Gula Richta, and your substitute for Shmona Esrei. And get a load of this. Why do you say Kaddish? It's like the Kaddish to Skabel. Just like davening is over when you finish, you always end off davening with a Kaddish. So when you finish laning, you say Kaddish. Whenever you finish a Kaddish, the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish that you say after Baruch Hashem Yolam Amen, is not a Hakdama, an introduction to the Shemana Esrei. It's the Chassima of the Tefillah. I daven Kriyashma, I may go all Yisrael, Hashkivei, Nugul Arichta, I was Soimech Geula L'Tefillah by saying Baruch Hashem Yolam Amen, Yemuja Shemana Esrei, 18 Shemos. Davening is over. What are you doing davening is over? Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Merabah. He said Kaddish.
Israel, they don't say Baruch.
Okay.
Very good, because Luchol, someone said, it's not Luchol, it's Luchutz L'Aretz.
Luchutz L'Aretz, yeah.
Not Luchol,
okay.
It says there Luchol, but it's a printing thing.
A printing mistake, it should be Luchutz L'Aretz. Okay, so this is one approach. This is one approach to the Seder HaNuskh. And now, being that, now comes Meir. If Meir is a Rishus, okay, let's get a bonus. We'll get in a bonus Shmona Esrei. So, hey, you say this Shmona Esrei, but that's not the Geula L'Tefillah, because the Geula L'Tefillah has been broken because of the Kaddish, and because of Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen. That is the real being Seimech Geula L'Tefillah of Meir. Now, what's the people already asked the question, what about Shabbos? On Shabbos, no one says Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. And yet you go, so what should you do on Shabbos? Shabbos you should go into Shmona Esrei, Shabbos, and then you shouldn't say Kaddish either. You shouldn't say Kaddish either, Shmona Esrei. So the very good Kasha. And certainly, if you're not saying Baruch, you shouldn't be saying Ufroi Soleim, you shouldn't be saying Ove Shamru, and you shouldn't be saying Vayidav Hashem Esmoi Shalemar. So Shabbos, you got real, real trouble. Because Shabbos, and it appears that even those who held that they were not the Tilis Ma'ariv is a Rishus, it appears from some of the Rishonim that Ma'ariv on Shabbos and Yonim is a Choyva. Not so simple. We are all familiar that Tilis Ma'ariv is a Rishus. Only Rishus during the Choyl, during the weekday. But Neger Hadin, davening Ma'ariv on Friday night and Shabbos is a Choyva. So how do we explain Shabbos? So it's not so simple. So here are some of the solutions. One answer is, on Shabbos, there's no need, there's no din on Shabbos. On Shabbos, at least Shabbos night, I don't know what Shabbos day, he doesn't say what Shabbos day should be different, are being Samech Geula L'Tefillah. Because what is the main makar? What is the makar for being Samech Geula L'Tefillah? The main source is the smichas of two psukim of Lamatzeach Mizmor L'David. Lamatzeach Mizmor L'David is which Mizmor is this? Hashem Hashem Melech Yenenu V'Yom Kareinu. There are two psukim that are juxtaposed. There is Hashem Hashem Melech Yenenu V'Yom Kareinu Yehiyu L'Ratzayin Imrei Fi V'Hegyen Libi L'Fonecha. These two psukim, I think the next mizmah, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not exactly sure, there are two psukim that are juxtaposed.
It's that pasuk that it's in the
Okay, which mizmor is it in Tehillim? Just mention it quickly towards the end. Lamatzeach mizmor leDavid. Okay, there are two psukim. Now the two psukim are Hashem Hoshia Melech Yanin V'Yom Kareinu Yehiyu L'Ratzon. Shabbos is not Hamelech Yanenu V'Yom Kareinu. Gula is a time of tzara. Shabbos is not a time of tzara. So even if you hold that there's a din of being Samech Geula L'Tefillah, according to some Rishonim, there is no din of being Samech Geula L'Tefillah on Shabbos. So there's no Hakpada. There's no Hakpada whatsoever. We preserve the pattern, the template of Tefillah, where you have a Kaddish before Shmona Esrei, Yomtiv as well. Yomtiv and Shabbos are not zimanim of tzara. We require gula. The choil, the weekday is a time of tzara, of galus, which we're being mispalled to come out of. So therefore, there's being semech geula letzila. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are not zimanim of tzara. They're not yancha Hashem b'yetzara. They're not times of Yancha Hashem b'yetzara, so there is no requirement whatsoever being semech geula letzila. And that being the case, that is why that is why we break all the rules on the night Friday. Now, what about Shabbos day? I don't know Shabbos day. We do semech geula letzila, so it doesn't really totally answer the question. Now he points out, Rabbi Toledano, that many Rishonim disagree with that concept. They hold that it's not so. Even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is being semech geula letzila. So then the question falls back: how are we allowed to have the kaddish? How are we allowed to have the Vishomru and Vayidaber? So he doesn't totally answer the question, but this is what he says. This is a very interesting point. We all know that the Hasina of the Hashkivenu is different on Shabbos than it is during the week. During the week, we conclude Shmar Tseisenu. We ask Hashem to guard us. Ushmar Tseisenu Ve'enu L'chaim U'Lashom Yatov V'yad L'omor Chato Hashem Shaymeh Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. It's part of the Hashkivenu, part of what Klal Yisrael did at the time of the Gula. It's Gula Arichta. What do we do on the night of Shabbos? We change the bracha. Instead of saying Ushmar Tseisenu, we say Ufroy Solenu. We begin Ushmar Tseisenu Ve'enu L'chaim U'Lashom Yatov V'yad Ufroy Solenu. Now this is Nusach Sfar. Nusach Ashna takes out the word Ushmar entirely. It doesn't have the word Ushmar. We say Ufroy Solenu, may you spread upon us Sukkas Shul V'Rachamim Baruch Atah Hashem HaPareis Sukkas Shemolim V'Akol Mo Yisrael V'Al Yushloim. We say HaPareis. We don't say Shomer. Look at the difference. During the weekday we say Shomer. Hashem guards us. On Shabbos, there's no Shemira. Shabbos is Pireis. Pireis. So the question is, now we say Vishamru. Vishamru v'neishal Shabbos la'asosh abdu'l-bri'l b'ni v'neishal k'ish. Shabbos is the Shemira. This is what he explains. He says, adding Vishamru on Shabbos doesn't work for Yom Tov. We'll come to him one thing at a time. Adding the words Vishamru, V'nei Yisrael, Shomrei Yisrael, Shabbos la'asosh, Shabbos la'asosh, Shabbos la'asosh, is an explanation of why we're not saying Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. In other words, Hashkivenu is a bracha which is a geula arichta. On Shabbos, we are required to be Soimech geula letzfila. Because Hashkivenu is a geula arichta. Because at the time of the geula, Klal Yisrael, we are reenacting the geula. The Satan, the Mashkas, was passing from bias to bias. We were scared stiff. The Mashkas may enter our homes and may destroy us. So part of the geula experience was Hashem, guard us. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'at. And now it's Shabbos night, Friday night, and we're not asking Hashem to guard us. We're not asking Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael, what kind of geula? This is not a reenactment of geula. If we're reenacting geula, we're being semech geula tefillah, we should have to say, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'at. How come we've left that out? So this we explain, because today is Shabbos, and Shabbos itself is the Shemira. So this is geula, and Hashem is guarding us. But Hashem is guarding us through the observance of Shabbos. So according to Rav Toledano, it's not who's bringing down another Rishonim to first explain this, is that Vishamu V'nei Yisrael Shabbos is an extension of Hashkivenu. That's not the way the average person looks at these. If you ask the average person, explain to me, why are you adding Vishamu V'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos Friday night? They'll tell you, oh, you know, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you got to add some flavor to the davening. We said, go out, Yisrael. We said, Hashkivenu. We changed the Nusach of Shabbos. No, it's Shabbos. You got to add some flavor. And now we're going to say Kaddish, and now we're going to say Shmoneshe. What are you doing? This can't add things into the davening. You have to be Senech Gula Tzvili. You have to be Mavsik. The answer is, Vishamru is an extension of Hashkivenu. It's an explanation. Do you know why I'm not saying Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad? is because the Shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. We guard the Shabbos, Shabbos guards us. And the Shabbos guarding us is the way we're going to survive, is a part of the Geula process. The Geula is a very dangerous process. During the Geula there's collateral damage. You need to be protected. Who's going to protect us? Hashem's. But if we have the Shabbos, the Shabbos will protect us. It's part of the explanation. Now, the problem is that works very well for Shomru. But what about Kaddish? He doesn't really. Kaddish, you have to say, is Kaddish is part of Yiska, that's part of the Tefillah. Yeah, Kaddish doesn't really explain. But what about Yedaber? And what about the first Salenu? And what about Kiba Yom HaZeyichapa Aleichem? So he struggles with this. And he says, it's also a Shmira that the Moadim. We mentioned the Moadim. To some degree, you could say the Moadim is a Shmira. Or you could say the Moadim, these also, or he says, another approach is, and I don't remember all the details. Okay, but we'll just leave it as being a problem. It's not a perfect solution for the Moadim. I don't say where he goes with this, he develops this. He has another solution. That the Moadim, when you add the nuts, this is what he's about to say, is a very, very big chiddush. And it's a Nogia Hanafin al-Halacha. He says that Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe, Vaidaber Moshe es Mode Hashem, and Kibayim Hazeh relates, it's a Tfila Arichta. Since it's Yom Tif, it's a different type of Shmone Esrei. It's a Shmone Esrei of Yom Tif. It's a Shmone Esrei of Yom Kippur. It's a Shmone Esrei of the Moadim. So Vayidaber and Ufroi Soleinu Ki Bayoyim Hazeh is a Tefillah Arichta. Whereas Vishomru is a Geula Arichta. L'may Nafkemina, let's say you make a mistake. Let's say you by mistake you forgot to say Vishomru. And instead you say Vaidaber Moshe b'nei Yisrael, So according to Toledano, according to this one Mahalik, he brings down different opinions, you basically already started the Shmone Esrei. By saying Vaidaber, or by saying Elamode, and saying Kibhimazeh, you've started the Shmone Esrei, you've started your Tfila Arichta. Oh, I forgot to say Vishomru. Too late. Once you start Hashem Sifos HaTiftach, there's no going back. You can't. It has to be Geula and then Tzila. If you learn that both these expressions, Vayidaber Moshe, Kibayim Hazeh, are all extensions of Hashkivenu, no, so you didn't say it in order. It's okay. So you can say it out of order. Because it's a Geula Arichta. We don't need Hashem to save us. Shabbos, of course, you know, Hashem, how will Hashem save us? Through Shmira Shabbos. Or we're living the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Geula for the Neshama, he says. Okay, so there are different types of Geula. There's the Geula, the Shabbos experience of Geula, and there is the Yom Tif experience of Geula. If you set it out of order, it's no big deal, so you can reverse the order. But if you want to learn that if Shamru is a Geula Arichta, and Vaidaber Moshe, and Kibayim Hazeh is a Tzvila Richta. Once you go out of order, that's it. It's too late. You already started the Shmone Esrei. You can't work your way. You can't work your way back.
How does Hamabul
get involved in this? Hamabul is that's a whole different thing. That's a tefillah before you go to sleep.
But you also have a Hashkivenu and a.
Okay, a Shmira when you're asleep. It's a Shmira when you go to sleep.
It's
all right, so also an important bracha. Hamabul chevle shem, but that relates more to the individual. Relates more to the dangerous. Right, of course, it's a whole different. It's a different bracha. It's a different purpose. Okay, just to summarize what we've done here. Just want to make the summary to review in 2 seconds. What have we done over here? We are being soimech geula letzila. Ma'ariv is the problem. Problem is there are too many additions. Baruch Hashem li'olam. We have kaddish. We have shmona esrei. Solutions. One of the solutions that Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen is indeed the shmona esrei. And the male it's mamish juxtaposed to the geula. What's the geula? The geula is hashkivenu. The being soimech geula letzila of ma'ariv indeed is better. then it means Samach Gula Tefillah then Shachris, because we have the additional Hashkin which adds more to the experience. If we don't want to work without that Mahalich, we can say that there's no din being Samach Gula Tefillah, there's no din being Samach Gula Tefillah by Mar, because it's only Rishus. Shabbos and Yom is more of a problem because we don't say Baruch Hashem Yom Amin V'Yamein. So what do we do about the Hefsek, the Kaddish we don't have a solution for, but the bigger problem is what about the Shamu and Vayidab and Moshe? So that we have to say is also an extension of Hashkivenu, and it's an explanation of why we're not saying Shema Mo Yisrael Lo'ad. Instead we're saying that through observing Shabbos and observing Yom Tov, Nimela we're going to be protected, which is going to be part of the Geula experience, and now we'll go into the Shemona Esrei, and indeed we will have a Dargah being Samech Geula Letzvila.
But it's not even in Kashmir, but it's very good.